go ahead and call Planning Commission meeting for June 26th to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Begin pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we will now have the roll call.
Commissioner Hart.
Here.
Commissioner Mello.
Here.
Commissioner Veal.
Here.
Chair Fowle.
Present.
Commissioner Linder is absent today.
Item number 3, approval of minutes from our May 15th meeting, which was the lengthy discussion on the base of the general plan.
I'll move. Second.
Any further properly moved and seconded. Any further discussion on the minutes? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Minutes are approved as presented.
And Commissioner Hart's abstaining because he wasn't there.
Correct. Do we have any unscheduled? Nope, no bodies in here for unscheduled appearances. Any conflicts of interest to declare? Nope. Seeing none. Documents, 12 copies, give them to everybody. Public records, noted in the agenda. The protocol, I will briefly run through the protocol. It will be introduced. Staff will report. There will be correspondence, additional reports. Commission can ask questions of staff. The chair will open the hearing. Proponents are given an opportunity to speak, followed by the opponents and any other public comments. Project proponents then given an opportunity to rebut. After all testimony has been given, the public hearing will be closed and the discussion will be taken up by the commission, at which time an action will be taken. Right of appeal statement, projects heard at the Planning Commission meeting may be subject to appeal within 10 calendar days of today's meeting. If the 10th day falls on a weekend, the appeal must be received the following business day. Please contact the county clerk for information. Appeals must be submitted to the county clerk's office together with the appeal fee of $1,250. If you challenge the environmental review or the project proposal in court, you may be limited to raising only those issues raised at the public hearing or in written correspondence delivered to Siskiyou County Planning at or prior to the public hearing. Do we have any changes to agenda items? And Ms.
Yes.
Haley.
Haley Lang, Planning Director. So we have 2 items that will be changed on this agenda and continue to the July meeting. So use permit revocation SP-2402 and also the Towers LLC use permit UP-24-07.
All right.
We need to declaration
conflict.
Yeah, I didn't go through the agenda. I went through the packet looking for this, the mining issue. So I do have a conflict of interest.
Can you speak?
Because it's just being continued. I went through all this other stuff. I just didn't look at the agenda. I was surprised that I didn't see that packet.
Yeah, because that's why.
So I need to declare a go outside. Change of agenda items.
So on the motion to, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Believe me, I got all my neighbors mad. They thought I was closing it all down.
Okay.
Yeah, I've already been chewed out.
Okay, so.
Let me ask, do we need to open and continue a public hearing and continue this, or are we okay with just continuing? I'm not sure if staff sent out notices of a public hearing or what they might want to do.
We did send out notices as a public hearing, so whatever, you know, would make sense that we were able to continue it and not have to repost, or do you think we'll have to repost the hearing?
Well, today's the deadline, and I don't know if I'll make it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so we were planning on continuing that current hearing notice, so.
Okay, if we come back to that Friday, does that change the hearing? So in that case, I'd probably suggest opening it and continuing it if you don't want to renotice it, otherwise you'd have to renotice it.
Okay, yeah, so let's do that.
Okay, so the recommendation from council would be to, can't we just have a simple motion to continue?
To a date and time, sir.
To a date, you know, you're right. I think that would work, have a date and time certain.
Okay.
Through the chair. Will they have to renotice this if we do this?
So if we open and continue the hearing, we won't have to renotice.
We will?
We won't have to.
Or I don't know if that's a good idea. What do you think?
We just continue it with a date certain. That's probably should be good.
We'll continue to a date certain. And if that passes, then this gets moved into the future. And since we're not opening a hearing, I guess I have a question on this. Council, may I ask a question in regards to A?
Sure.
So this was my question on A. We have a long list of mines. Is it the intended process to go through each one of these individually when this does come before us at a date certain?
Yeah, I've discussed this with staff. At the planning, the process is going to be at the Planning Commission level, and you'll make a recommendation. It's going to be a group recommendation. However, under our county code, what Ned needs to go to the Board of Supervisors for the actual revocation, and our office is asking that each site be treated individually at the Board of Supervisors level, so you will see it as a group recommendation. And then if things need to be separated out, then that will be the single resolution recommending revocation will then just have to be adjusted accordingly.
Okay, so I don't know the feeling of Commissioners Mello and Veal. Obviously, Commissioner Hart is recusing himself from this. I myself am not comfortable dealing with this as a group. Each of these are individual use permits that are active. I would, and I'm glad that you said that the supervisory level, you are saying they would be presented individually. I hate to do it to staff, but staff, I want to see these each on an individual basis, weighed on their own merits, and the reason for revocation, not a blanket. I'm not comfortable treating these as a group.
I agree with that, and I'll tell you why. Why are these all coming due at the same time?
Because we're treating it, you know, as a group action in the sense that the topic is all of a use permit revocation for, you know, mines that are not operative, or they're also closed on the, you know, department, the State Department level as well. So they are mines that are no longer in use. They haven't been in use. They've been closed down. So it's treated as like a formality to, you know, close it on the local jurisdictional end as well. And this action is coming before you all, or will come before you all, based on, you know, some conversations we had with DMR a few months ago on this topic, and it's something that they recommended that we do. And, you know, we've been going back and forth with council on, you know, how to handle that.
And I have advised staff that the basis for revocation probably is best served by looking at the individual permit conditions and revoking it individually rather than for a group reason. So I think we're probably going down the path.
Has there been opposition to the revocation?
Not at this point, no.
Was that gentleman, was it his problem?
He was here because he said his mine, the property that he owns, has a old surface mine on it that's been closed from what he was told over 20 years ago. And he was wondering why it was surfacing now. And I explained to him, as Haley said, you know, the state is considering us having these use permits a loose end when the county has deemed these mines reclaimed, the state has deemed these mines reclaimed, yet we haven't closed the use permit that went with those reclamation plans. So it's part of their us maintaining our program, our surface mining program, is to close out our files correctly.
Yep.
And I understand that, but I will, I want to see these individually.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
I think it's cleaner.
Okay.
I want to thank all of you for the explanation, but I have to agree with Commissioner Fox.
Okay.
Because there's too many of them.
Mm-hmm.
On that note, so the public hearing notices are due today to the paper by 11 o'clock. If we want to get it on the July agenda. And
oh,
if I gotta
because
send
we have this meeting later.
Yeah, so we can
because then if you gotta do all those notices, that's how many notices that we have to send out individually.
Yes.
Am I gonna have time to do it without killing myself?
Don't worry, we'll continue it to August. That's fine. Yeah.
Are you sure? Well, I'm just giving
that
out there.
This is a house, I think this is more house cleaning.
Correct.
And so
yeah. There's no time.
Since it's house cleaning, we are not on a time crunch.
Correct.
And we could deal with this in August. It's not going to be the end of the world.
Yep.
Right.
So, counsel, the motion that needs to be made so we are proper should state what?
Should state that we will be continuing it to August 21st at 9 a.m. for the entire matter, all the permits listed under item A.
So would one of you two commissioners move to continue item A, the list of use permits, to the August Planning Commission meeting?
So move.
Okay, Commissioner Mello. Oh, okay. We're going to end up doing these separately, so.
Art has a question now.
This is a suggestion. You want to make it the last item on the agenda.
Make it the only item on
the agenda. The only item. If you're going to go through every one of them, that's going to be a long read.
Right. I'll get to that in a second.
Okay
so then moved by Commissioner Mello, seconded by Commissioner Veal. So on the use permits in item A only so far, okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Let the record show that Commissioners Fowle, Mello, Veal voted in favor to continue to August the items under A. Commissioner Hart abstained. Now, the towers use permit, item B, also needs to be continued. Does that need to be continued to August as well?
The plan was to continue that to the next meeting, July. So
okay.
July 17th.
So time-wise, we're okay to, all right. So I would entertain a motion to continue item B, the Towers LLC use permit.
I move that we continue the Towers LLC use permit to the August meeting.
Nope, July.
July meeting, 17th.
Okay, Commissioner Veal moved.
I will so second.
Commissioner Mello seconds. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Let the record show is unanimous to continue to July. That's item B, towers use permit. All right. New business. Agenda item number one, Mathis use permit, UP 2404. obviously it's going to have to be Bernadette and Les Haley's.
No, it's going to be me. So this is Bernadette, this is an associate planner. I'm taking care of this for Rachel Jarab, our senior planner. This is her project, but she's out ill today. So for the Mathis use permit, this use permit project proposes to utilize an existing single family dwelling at 400 Main Street in McLeod as a caretaker's residence and caretaker's office. The existing two-story house is located on a 3-acre parcel that is zoned for town center uses. Although that district allows offices by right, caretaker's residences require the issuance of a conditional land use permit. The site has previously been the location of the McLeod River Railroad Depot, which was destroyed by fire in 1991, and the base of operations for the Shasta Sunset Dinner Train, which ceased operations in 2010. Currently, the property is developed with an asphalt parking lot, a bus shelter, and a single-family dwelling that is proposed for the caretaker's residence and office use. The single-family dwelling was previously utilized approximately 600 feet away by the St. Joseph's Catholic Church as their rectory building until it was relocated in 2020 to its current location. The caretaker would be responsible for the security and maintenance of the existing property and the anticipated future mixed-use development of the site. The project is consistent with the general plan and zoning for its area, and it's proposed to be exempt from CEQA per Section 153301 as it is an existing facility, and there are no unusual circumstances or future activities which might reasonably result in this project having a significant effect on the environment. No public comments were received at the time the staff report was written. Staff recommends adopting the categorical exemption and approving the use permit for this project. There is a suggested motion in the packet. Thank you.
Okay, and no other correspondence arrived this morning on this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We don't have any other county departments to chime in. Commissioners, any questions of staff?
I remember when they did that, if I may.
All right. We'll go ahead and open the public hearing. Proponents care to come forward? Seeing none. Opponents care to come forward? Seeing none. No need for rebuttal. No other public present for comments. We will close the public hearing and take it up amongst the commission.
You ready for a motion, sir?
I won't say no.
I move that we adopt resolution PC 2024-011, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, determining the project exempt from CEQA and approving the Mathias use permit UP-24-04. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Mello, seconded by Commissioner Veal. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same. Let the record show. Vote was unanimous and is approved. Wow. I'm just scrolling to make sure my eyes are not deceiving me. Future meeting. The next regularly scheduled meeting will be on July 17th at 9 a.m. Any correspondence?
Just that. Plymouth River Resolution.
Well, I saw that as
we just received it.
So we received it.
Yeah.
There's
yes. No action.
No, it's just because no it was sent to the Planning Commission, so we're obligated to provide it to
okay.
you.
Okay. Yeah. I
That's
was.
All.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Staff comments?
Yep. Haley Lane, Planning Director. So first, I apologize, our ongoing general plan item that's typically on the items for discussion and direction was inadvertently moved. So I just wanted to provide a general plan update right now. So we had our set of general plan workshops, or our first set of workshops within the last 2 weeks. We had 6 workshops, 1 in Dunsmuir, 1 in McLeod, 1 in Doris, 1 in Fort Jones, 1 in Happy Camp, and 1 in Gazelle. And some were well attended, others were not well attended. The intent of the workshops was to really kickstart, you know, the visioning process, asking folks, what do you want to see in your community? What do you not want to see in your community? Things like that. The consultant team will be adding the workshops to the general plan website, so we can disperse, or sorry, to add the exercises from the workshop on the website, so folks can, you know, tune into that digitally if they so wish. You know, we may be doing an additional set of workshops later in the summer for visioning, depending on schedule, but we're still talking with the consultant team on the logistics of that, because we're really wanting to gain feedback from folks, particularly before we have the next Planning Commission Board of Supervisor joint meeting, because that's really where we're going to be discussing visioning, policies, goals, things of that nature. So we're really wanting some more feedback from folks prior to that event. That meeting, I believe on our schedule is sometime, you know, late summer, early fall, I believe early fall more likely. And let's see, the consultant team is finishing up all of the edits from the existing conditions background report. The public review edits, the deadline is the 30th. For folks still wanting to provide comment. And that concludes my comments, but I'm happy to answer any questions.
So what has been the main concern that you have seen expressed?
Through the workshops?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, so Rick went to the one in the workshop in Doris, and I think a lot of folks, you know, they want to keep ag. That was a, you know, main topic. I don't...
Yeah, I can hit on that.
Okay.
So I attended Sky Valley, Doris, and Happy Camp. Sky Valley, very poorly attended. We had Mr. Holquist that came there, so there wasn't a whole lot of input to put in there. And Doris, as Haley said, agriculture is a focus there. Comments that they don't want to have any wildlife corridors established, basically, you know, in essence of keeping the ag. Of course, water is a big issue that comes up too, but aside from that, Happy Camp, they want to keep their airport down there.
Through the chair. Did the water come up at that meeting in Doris?
Yes.
Good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. They must be up to their eyeballs in water this year.
They're not.
No.
Oh, no.
No, they have received word basically from Dr. Harder that they have what they have, which is, I think, 485,000 acre feet of the basin.
Well, I'll wait to the comments from the commission. I have a comment to make.
On this staff report, it's not staff's fault, and I don't know the solution to this.
Mm-hmm.
One, not having a bona fide newspaper for Siskiyou County is killing communication on this topic. I know I saw it on Facebook, but our community, a lot of them are ditching social media because they're so ticked off about it, and so they're missing it there. Yes, it may get posted at post offices. The majority of our community does not go to a post office anymore. And so the ability to effectively communicate, barring sending individual letters to every member of the county, we're at a...
Doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Scott Valley one, I know it was poorly attended. It was right in the middle of when everybody was cutting first because we all started early.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I would warn staff to relay to the consultants that on the fall meetings, make darn sure the Doris meeting is not during the Tule Lake Fair, if you're saying early fall, because you will have zero attendance for that one because of that also.
Yes.
I would highly recommend, if it's possible, to schedule those at least in the East County and in Scott Valley, October. maybe last week of September. Mm-hmm. But yeah, harvest season this year is going to be nuts.
Right. Yep, understood.
So those are my two comments on that.
Thank you.
Okay, any other staff comments?
It doesn't, they don't work, so
it doesn't work.
Okay. I don't turn them on anymore.
Just want to let the commission know that I attended the Shasta and Scott update they have regarding curtailments and emergency regulations. At the time, it's already outdated information, apparently. There were no curtailments on the Scott. There's a conditional curtailment on the Shasta if flows drop below 50 CFS. With that, I'll just say that it was probably one of the more colorful meetings that I attended. Both sides, we had a lot of pushback from the farmers for the change. The overall attitude of the board, et cetera, was, well, you know, you guys really didn't come to the table, and we could have accepted metering and so forth, and it just left a sour taste in my mouth, quite frankly. So.
Welcome to our world.
Yeah. They didn't like the term when it was mentioned that they were micromanaging the water. They were very defensive about that.
Yep. We hit them with it every Wednesday.
So how do you, do they give any insight to you folks how, you know, over here it's, they sent out notices to groundwater pump? How do they enforce it? How do they enforce anything?
So a letter writing campaign and everything that I've seen.
That's going to go to file 13 on the floor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the fish traps are being taken out also for the county juveniles going out. So starting to bottom out, so they're pulling them all out.
I'll save my reply to Commissioner Hart and add to yours for commission comments, but thank you for sitting in on that. Grab your popcorn, they're going to get better.
Yeah.
Any other staff comments? All right. Commission comments. Commissioner Veal is chomping at the bit.
Well, the Antelope Fire, as you all know, not all know, but that watershed goes into the Doris runoff. And I attended the cattleman meeting because it was over in Tennant. And I asked the Forest Service, I said, you take a tree that's 21, 22 inches around, and that, you can look it up on Google, and that tree's gonna take 100 gallons a day, right?
Minimum.
Okay, yeah. And you look at that, and there's thousands and thousands of trees that are dead, not taking that water. So where did that water go?
Yeah. Well,
and the Forest Service guy couldn't help, which I, you know,
yeah.
But I didn't
hear that answer.
Grass Lake is up there, right?
It's green for a change.
Huh?
It's green for a change in a long time.
So yeah,
it's really good.
And Antelope Sink is full. I mean, so where's this one?
It all goes right out there in the Butte Valley and goes out through Sam's Neck.
Yeah. So is the water a problem over there? I mean, the lack of it, is it a problem?
Not water, yeah.
It is.
So that comes to the question that came up in a groundwater subcommittee meeting we had on Friday is, well, what about all the groundwater? If it isn't there, where is it going? And what's the groundwater pumping up in that basin? Is it impacting the Shasta River Basin? Going on in Idaho right now, they just shut down 500,000 acres on a plateau, groundwater pumpers, because of surface water users farther downstream on the Snake River. The governor shut them down, said, you guys reach an agreement or you're off. So they came up with a tentative agreement on how they're going to share the water. It's, nobody knows what's going on down there. It's all somebody's best guess. And I don't know. When they drilled the state line wells in 2002, those six big wells that are down 2,400 feet.
What state?
On the state line highway between Doris and Tule Lake. Mm-hmm. They went down 2,400 feet. Water comes up and sets at 120 feet. They dried up the city of Malin when they started pumping. City of Olin sued. I don't know what happened to the disposition of that case. Where does that water come from? Does it come from Klamath Lake going that way? Or is it all part of the Pitt River system going down into Fall River and then down into Lake Shasta? Nobody knows. How do you figure that out? A lot of people making a lot of money and litigating over water.
Yeah.
And, it's not the citizens of Siskiyou County.
Once you get to this side, out of Scott Valley, you get into Shasta Valley, you Doris Tule, and you get into the lava area, no one knows how water behaves underground.
Right. Well,
we've got a pretty clear idea. Yeah. We know what happens with the water in Scott Valley.
Well, there's a basin over in Shasta Valley. There's a Shasta Valley basin, right?
There could be multiple. It does not behave like one basin.
But it's not like Scott Valley.
Yeah.
Where you can put a hole down anywhere you can get water out here. You can hit water right there, you can do 20 feet, you got no water.
No
consistency. That's why I've run all the restivity lines that I have on the ranch. And there's no guarantee there's water there. Because all that does is a soil profile down 400 to 500 feet, and looking at what that profile is, tells you whether there should be water there, but there's no guarantee because of all the faults that we have out there, which the state refuses to define. If water moves from the east to the west, which is the claim over here to the Shasta River, and the same thing from the west to the east, that it all goes out that way, nobody's proved to me that that's the case.
And the numbers don't add up that's the case.
No.
Because there's a heck of a lot more water that gets laid down out here naturally than ever exits the Shasta.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's going someplace and nobody knows.
Yeah, I could see that if you get to the water drainage of the Klamath River, that's got to be the funnel, right?
No.
Not necessarily.
You get over...
it's underground,
Butte, and mm-hmm. I've seen some of the studies that show that some of that water in the Tule area pit does not head towards Klamath. It goes south.
Right where it comes out down there at Alturas.
New Beaver and...
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It actually goes south instead of north by northwest.
Going down that same line, between 2010 and 2020, that was considered drought years. All right. They tried to reopen the bottling plant in Mount Shasta, if you recall. The water to that bottling plant is an aquifer, a running aquifer. Four people bitched and pissed and moaned. Three of their wells ran dry in 2010 because of the drought. And Mr. Mello went and spoke to each one of them and told them, you deserve this. One of them had to re-drill a well. It never did recuperate. This is the frustration. We got lots of water here, but everybody else wants it. And so, in my opinion, they want every drop of water to go to Shasta Lake and then head south, go to the tunnels under the bay when they're done, and go to the South State. And we, as a small community, a small county, do not have the power to protect our own water. My opinion. Thank you so much.
Is that your commissioner comment?
Yes, sir.
Commissioner Hart, do you have any comments?
I'm going to change gears. So all these pits that are getting closed out and ones that have been closed out, what transpires if whoever the property owner decides, well, I'm going to use this on my own property? Does the county or the state have any jurisdiction to come in and say, no, you can't go back to digging rock and using it over here on this part of your property?
As long as you're under this certain amount, yard-wise, you can do whatever
you
want.
I don't know if that's it, though, because we don't have a grading ordinance in this county.
Through the chair, can we talk about this at this time?
Well, he's talking hypothetically.
I'm talking hypotheticals here.
Okay, use me as an example.
At a very general level, it's a
okay.
good question.
Thank you.
Mr.
I just didn't want to...
Yeah.
getting flack from anyone.
I know where he's headed with it, because the question is, with no grading ordinance.
That's it.
And I have a ranch, we have a retired pit, it's been properly closed. I've been under the assumption if I need to grab a couple bucket loads of gravel
to fill up potholes
on the ranch lanes, I can do that. As long as I don't go over a certain amount, and as long as I'm not selling it.
Correct. True, we do not have a grading ordinance in that. However, the regulations tomorrow still apply, just as Commissioner Fowle mentioned, right? So I believe it's 1,000 cubic yards per year. You exceed that, use on your own property, mine or not. So if, for example, you have a mine site closed, reclaimed, over, you can still pothole somewhere else on your ranch and stay within those parameters and utilize that material on your.
The reason I'm asking that, because in all this fish and water issue, the only way to meet the demands of the environmental demand and on-farm use is efficiency. On this side, we're not as far away advanced as they are in Scott Valley. Everybody's going to need to go to sprinklers. I'm just working on a couple of projects, two pretty big center pivot projects and another half center pivot. You're going to have to rock where those wheels go. That's a lot of rock. I've got a rock pit I can do that with, but a lot of people don't. They're going to be looking for whatever they can to fill those ruts, or you're...
Don't use rock. Use sand.
Okay.
I'll tell you, from years of running pivots, use sand.
Really?
Yep. Because wet sand, unlike rock, will not push out of the track. It'll stay and it'll mix. You may have to go in two or three times and apply more sand, but if you use rocks, the tire pressure pushes the rocks out of the pivot track and it gets into your field, gets into your swather, and you'll break windows. It hits the baler tines, breaks the back windows out of your tugs and your trailers. Do not use rock.
Okay, good to know.
Use sand.
Okay, all right.
And it mixes with the mud and the clay and basically becomes a hard pan. No matter how wet it gets, it'll infiltrate. You won't puddle up. You won't get deeper.
Okay.
Run nice and true.
Okay, good to know.
But I've brought in probably 15 loads of sand for one pivot over the course of 15 years.
Well, you got a close location to get it.
Yeah,
we don't have any sand on this side of the hill like that.
No, it's going to be calling up, get a belly dump, and you drop it on your ranch someplace, and then as you see deepening starting to occur in a place, take the front end loader, go dump it in, run a rake over it, and keep going. But I haven't had to put any sand in on my big pivot for almost 2 years now.
Okay.
Sand is your answer. It's your friend.
Okay.
Doesn't break windows either. Any other?
Nope, that's all. I'm just curious what you could or couldn't do.
Okay.
Just trying to get this project organized so that we do it right the first time.
Yep.
That just added a whole, a great big cost. Now it's going to go up more because you're going to have to go import the sand from somewhere.
All right, my comment, going back to Mr. Dean's report on his meeting and corresponding question by Commissioner Hart on how State Water Quality Control Board plans on enforcing the curtailment on the ground pumping. At one of my Wednesday meetings with the state, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we were told that there are state water resource control board people driving Shasta and Scott Valleys to document and issue citations, etc., for those violating the curtailment orders. The question that I had is who, because their enforcement people not left Sacramento in over 2 months because their budget was cut and they have no travel funding. And it was hinted that it may be third-party reporting is what they're going to rely on. I'm just sharing what was shared.
Third-party reporting is what they're going to rely on.
Yep.
I have a question. Are personal wells, household wells, are they going to be governed or are they governed?
No. They are not. They're not covered under this.
Okay. Thank you. Yet.
Only if you're pumping more than 2 acre feet.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Right. Well, that was the discussion we had in the spring with them. Said if you're going to require meters on all the ag wells, you better put meters on all the domestic wells as well.
So if you go look on...
Fair's fair.
You look on the website that got put out Friday. Mm-hmm. Here.
The junior curtailment notice.
You see where they've got... Supposedly there's a well at this location. Mm-hmm. There's no well there.
Nope.
Nothing.
Nope.
And so some yahoo's going to be driving around out here and they're going to report back to them that, well, somebody's out here. And
Leah and I noted that their wonderful active map was
seriously
far from
flawed.
Being accurate. And they go, well, this is where we know all the wells are. No, you obviously don't. We identified 16 of their points.
Yeah.
Where there's no well there.
That's right.
Well, there used to be. Well, there may have used to have been, but there isn't now.
So, now I kind of ask Rick about coming in about it. How come they're not out here? We've got water trucks running all over, going up the hill up there, and they're on the map.
We asked that also. They said, well, we have the, what is it, the, they wrote the, in the last regs, e-regs, there is it a waiver? For human health and safety.
How far do you stretch that?
As far as you can. Medical marijuana.
They're going to stretch it as far as they can so they don't have to enforce it.
Yeah.
They don't want to have to do that.
What they fail to recognize is that it's to be potable water, which none of that is.
Right. That was the argument we tried to make. We don't have a problem if it's potable water that's going out there. Okay, fine. But the water that's going out there, it's not potable.
No.
Okay. Any other commission comments? I have a quick chat with Commissioner Hart afterwards on a non-commission item.
Well, it's going to be part of the general plan because there's going to be lots of subdivisions.
All right.
No.
We are adjourned.